I am Anne Cheek LaRose, actor, artist, writer, and major supporter of Inglewood. Is the only way I can say it. I wear a lot of hats, so depending on what we're talking about, I can usually jump in and have done something on that subject or worked with someone on that subject. The history of Inglewood, in a nutshell, is that in 1875, we became the halfway spot between the small adobe of Los Angeles and the docks at what is now Playa del Rey and Redondo Beach. So that put us roughly 12 miles between the two. And people needed an outpost because it was too far to go into LA. It was too far to go to the docks. So we became the outpost. So we had granaries, we had blacksmith shops, we had shops to buy clothing and fabric and all sorts of equipment for farming and cattle ranching and stuff like that. So we became the center of the universe in an otherwise bleak landscape. It was all natural at the time. Inglewood has been the place on a certain level since 1875. Our historic core is Market Street, and that runs 5 blocks long. It wasn't always 5 blocks long, but as the city grew, the blocks increased. That's where our historic core was, so that's where everybody came to, was Market Street in Inglewood. The area that Inglewood encompasses, or that is encompassed by, and Inglewood is part of, was the combination of the Rancho Sausal Redondo and the Rancho Aguaje de la Centinela. Aguaje de la Centinela was much smaller than the Sausal Redondo Rancho. They were put together through a series of purchases by a series of people. Several people owned these ranchos from the time 1834, when the area was granted to Ignacio Machado. He is the man who built the Centinela Adobe in 1834. That land encompasses everything in this side of LA, from Playa del Rey down to Redondo Beach Boulevard, from Van Ness, which is Arlington in the north of us, Avenue, all the way to the Pacific Ocean. So it covers parts of the city of Los Angeles, parts of the county of Los Angeles, all of the city of Inglewood, all of the cities of Hawthorne, Lawndale, El Segundo, Manhattan Beach, and parts of Redondo Beach. So it's a very sizable area. We think of the Centinela Adobe as the birthplace of Inglewood because it is ours, and it's Inglewood sprang up around it. But it is, in truth, the birthplace of the South Bay as well. The thing that made Inglewood the standout prior to 1875, when the white community discovered Inglewood, is that we have natural springs in the city that are here since the Pleistocene era. And those springs were used to water cattle and sheep. Indians used them. Indians built cities, small towns, around this area because of the water supply in an otherwise arid area. The Spaniards came along and noted the same thing, so they used to graze cattle and sheep because of the water. So that's what made the Sausal Redondo Rancho and the Centinela Rancho so important. And again, they were put together at a certain point in time by one of the many owners. One thing I will tell you about the adobe, in 1834 it was built, as I said. This, unlike most adobes in Southern California certainly, was continuously occupied as a residence until the mid-1970s. It just happened, and it's grown a little bit. It's expanded sideways. It had a second story at one time, which burned, so they didn't bother to replace it. It's a wonderful, wonderful place, and the land office that is on the property of the adobe was Daniel Freeman's land office. He was the founder of Inglewood and the last owner of the combined ranchos. And little by little, he sold the land off. Inglewood has had a couple of interesting industries, one for a rather sizable amount of time, and that was the Inglewood Poultry Colony. Started in 1905, covered half of the north end of Inglewood. So that would be half of the property of the city from the railroad tracks at Florence all the way to the city line at 64th Street. And that poultry colony ran from 1905 till about 1934, when essentially the Depression closed it down. And it was closed down because most people could not continue to pay their mortgages, and they got foreclosed on. But it was a going concern, a very important concern until then. Behind that, or actually somewhere in the middle of the poultry colony thriving, Inglewood was the site of a chinchilla farm. 2 years of very arduous work to bring those lovely little animals out of the high Andes in Peru, get them acclimated to the climate on the way down to sea level, and then the trip by sea all the way to Inglewood. And that was the start of the chinchilla farm. Other people had tried to raise chinchilla, but they had never been successful getting them out of the Andes. But the Chapmans, Mr. and Mrs. Chapman, took their time, and again, it was a 2-year endeavor to get them from the high Andes to Inglewood to start the chinchilla farm. Didn't last a whole heck of a long time, but it made its mark. Another high point for Inglewood, behind poultry and chinchilla, was that the aerospace industry started in this town, the ballistic missile program, and that was at the corner of Manchester and Locust. The site is now a McDonald's. Seems twisted and wrong, but the site now is a McDonald's. At one time in Inglewood, not all at the same time, I don't want to say it that way, but over the years from about 1915 to 1988, when the last theater closed, this town has seen 12 theaters, including a drive-in. The last theater to close was my beloved Fox Theater on Market Street, and that closed in 1988. So this theater, this town has been without a movie theater since 1988, and we're in a kind of a desert, if you will, of movie theaters, of entertainment, because 2 or 3 miles in any direction, in 360 degrees, will be the closest movie theater. So it's imperative that we get some form of entertainment back in this town. And of course, movies are so doggone popular, we got to have movies. About the Fox Theater, it was the last of the Fox West Coast Theater chain, which was the theater chain of 20th Century Fox Studio. Every studio had chains of movie theaters to show their product. Fox West Coast Theater's last movie theater that was constructed was the Fox on Market Street. The same year it opened, which was March of 1949, there was the antitrust suit which divested the studios, every single one of them, of their movie theaters, because the suit said you can't create the product and then show the product and be fair to everybody. So the independents got all crazy and the antitrust suit came about. So we have the last one that was constructed. It was closed in 1988, as I say. The last 5 years of its life were as a Spanish language theater. At the last showing, the projectors were turned off, the lights were turned off, the doors were locked, and they walked away. It is a time capsule inside, including a funky old 1988 napkin holder with napkins in it sitting on the concession stand. Nothing is missing from that theater. It's seen better days. It's got a leaky roof. It hasn't had any kind of care taken of it, but everything is there, and we are confident that it can be restored, and it has to be restored now as opposed to renovated, because January 14th, 2013, it became listed on the National Register of Historic Places. That is the second site in Inglewood on the National Register, the Centinella Adobe being the other site. And that was so early that it predates the National Register by about 25 or so years. That was actually registered with the Library of Congress. So when the National Register was formed, they took all of those registrations and put them on the National Register.